We're going to have some fun as we kick off the show this afternoon as we welcome back. Now, he's with us every month, but it's the first time in person in forever. Sean Latch is with us from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Maynard Jordan Planetarium. It's so much better to see you in person.
Oh, I believe that. Believe me, I'm so happy to be back actually in a studio instead of, doing it over the phone all the time or online. Enough of that for now.
Absolutely. Well, everybody's fully vaccinated here, so we're happy to have people back in. And great to hear the really exciting news, which is that you are back to full capacity.
Yeah, starting June 1st, we went from 11 back to our full capacity 50, which we're really excited about. That means we can, accommodate more people and get our crowds back, which we're really looking forward to, and especially with some new programming. Masks are still required inside university buildings, covering the nose and mouth. And of course, we serve a lot of younger students who, might not be able to be vaccinated. So that is still a requirement, but we are up for full capacity at this point, so we can have 50 people, and looking forward to seeing more folks in our dome.
And the best thing for you is that means fewer online programs.
Well, yes. I did lots of online programs. In fact, I had one this morning again, actually for New York. It's sort of interesting. I did expand my reach a little bit. I've done some online programs for Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, for schools, which was really sort of interesting. And a lot for, of course, our local schools. But I really miss having the students in the dome. It's a different experience, a flat screen versus being really immersed in the content, right. Having, being able to show the night sky the way it really looks and our full dome presentation. So we're really looking forward to getting those back in. And hopefully now at least we can do, camp groups, mm-hmm. and we're going to have some summer matinees as well starting up here mid-month.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about some of the programs happening at the center and the planetarium first. The Friday night show getting underway tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Mars 1001. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so folks often ask, well, why is it Mars 1001? Well, the reason for that is basically the average number of days it would take to go and return safely with a human crew from Mars. So this program takes a look at human exploration of Mars, what the first mission might be like. It was really fun. They got Miles O'Brien, who's done a lot of the narration, for the space shuttle and other space launches over the years. He actually does a portion of the narration for the program.
Nice.
And it's a nice program looking at, of course, the planet Mars. And recently with the Perseverance landing and Ingenuity flying around on the surface, the first time we've had powered flight on another world, it's really a fun program. So we'll be giving folks an update about that mission as well, showing them how to find Mars in the night sky because it's currently visible too. So yeah, really fun program.
Speaking of Mars, I love the photos that came back recently of clouds on Mars.
Yeah.
But can you explain how those are different clouds than what we would get?
Yeah, well, of course, Mars does have a thin atmosphere of carbon dioxide, and as a result, it can have clouds. And there is even some water vapor in Mars' atmosphere, a very small amount. So it does get really thin, tenuous clouds and things like that. But it doesn't get, the really thick, fluffy clouds like we would get here on Earth, and definitely not enough clouds to rain. That's the other issue on Mars. If you have water on Mars, it will sublimate. It will go from a liquid to a gas because there's not enough surface pressure to hold it in liquid form, at least not now. It was warmer and wetter in the past, but it's most of that atmosphere sort of bled off into space, so it's changed Mars quite a bit.
All right. The kids' show Sunday afternoon starts up again this week with a new show, The Secrets of Gravity in the Footsteps of Albert Einstein.
Yeah, that's a fun show, too. Basically, you meet Luke and a robot, Albie, and they go on a tour of the Albert Einstein Museum. They learn all about, of course, gravity and the importance of gravity, why it keeps us here to the Earth, and sort of explore how it makes things work in our universe. But that's a really great program for students of all ages.
And, of course, the music programs are always so popular. And for the month of June, oh, love it. We're Learning to Fly, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, brand new show this month with the music program as well. Tom Petty, so if you enjoy his music, you will love this show. Of course, Refugee, Don't Come Around Here No More, Last Dance with Mary Jane, of course, Learning to Fly, all those included in that program and many more. So it'll be a fun visual treat and a great way to enjoy the music of Tom Petty. And we are gearing up as well. We're going to have another new Pink Floyd show coming in the near future too, which will be Wish You Were Here. So that will be coming up later this summer, probably towards August, September time period. So keep your eyes out for that.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned summer matinee shows. They get underway on the 16th. Can you talk a little bit about some of those?
Yeah. So basically every summer we normally do matinees and we do them Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So the school year, depending on which district you're in here locally, I know Bangor Public Schools end on Monday the 14th. I believe Old Town and Orono end on Friday the 11th. So we decided we'd start on the 16th. But basically starting Wednesday the 16th at 2 o'clock, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we'll be doing afternoon matinees. The titles change basically every day. So check our website and you'll see them. I believe we're kicking off with either Cosmic Journey or Cosmic Colors. One of the two, I'd have to look back at.
Cosmic Colors.
Cosmic Colors, that's it. Yeah, Cosmic Colors will start things off. And then again, we'll have a different show each day and of that summer matinee series. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, of course, we're starting to get some camp groups booking, which I'm happy about too, and getting folks back in. Because, you know, we definitely are interested in sharing things in the sky. And in fact, in particular, next week, there is an eclipse,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. We get a partial solar eclipse here in Maine. It's an annular solar eclipse if you're farther up in the Arctic, which basically means you get this annulus of sunlight where the moon doesn't completely cover the sun like you do during totality. So what's going to happen on June 10th for us? Well, you're going to have to get up at, you know, dark 30, but it starts at 4:49 in the morning. The maximum is going to be at 5:35, and about 81% of the sun will be covered by the disk of the moon from our location, and then it will end at 6:36. Now, if you're going to view a solar eclipse, please, please, please do so safely. Use proper solar filters. There are solar filter glasses that you can get, online and different sources like that. And then there's also, of course, you can do pinhole projection where you poke a hole in a piece of paper, stand with your back towards the sun, and you're letting that sunlight shine through the pinhole and projecting onto either the floor or another piece of paper or something like that. That's a really safe way to do it. Again, this eclipse is happening, you know, during the sunrise time period. So it's going to be a little bit lower on the horizon. But again, if you do choose to view it, please do so safely. We're not able to open up the observatory yet. I say yet because I actually have me and some other planetarium directors and astronomy clubs have inquired, to find out when we can start sharing telescope eyepieces. Oh, so we won't be doing anything for this particular eclipse, given that we can't, and of course, the time of the morning. Again, if you do want to view it, there's lots of ways to do so safely. And we encourage folks to get out and view it safely.
Excellent. And also coming up on the 20th, the summer solstice.
Yeah, summer solstice is 11:32 p.m. on, June 20th. And so that's, of course, the longest day and shortest night of the year where the sun reaches its farthest point, rising point north of east and furthest setting point north of west. So it traces a large path across the sun. Lots of different cultures celebrate, of course, things on that day. And I will mention, actually, I'll be doing a little bit of a special event with the folks at Novios that day. They have an event going on, and I'm going to be chatting a little bit about the summer solstice with them,
too. I think Bob Cutler's got like a mini Stonehenge in his backyard. So, no, I'm kidding. No. That'll be great.
Be a lot of fun.
And also, I think I saw about 5 different planets that are visible in the month of June, including some opportunities to see Saturn.
Yeah, so right now, basically, you have, last week we could see Mercury and Venus really close together. Mercury now sort of dipping below the horizon, but Venus is going to be getting higher and higher over the next several months. And then, as I mentioned, Mars is visible right away after sunset. Jupiter and Saturn right now rise a little after 1 o'clock. As we go into July, they'll be up earlier. And then, of course, you'll have, Venus and Mars in the evening sky. There's going to be a really close conjunction coming up around the 12th or so of July. I think Venus and Mars are going to be at their closest, like a half a degree of each other. And Mercury will be back in our sky then, too. So, yeah, a lot of planets to be watching over the summer. And summer is really the best time here in the Northern Hemisphere for us to check out the Milky Way. If you get to a dark location, really... July and August, really great times, because right as soon as it does get dark, then you're going to have the Milky Way sort of stretching from south to north across our sky. And looking towards Scorpius and Sagittarius is where you have the center of the Milky Way, so it's really bright and easy to see.
That's fantastic. Well, another exciting month coming up. Best of all, full capacity up at the Versant Power Astronomy Center. You can give them a call, 207-581-1341. You can email planetarium@maine.edu for all kinds of details and information, and go see the great stuff that Sean and company are putting together. Great to see you in person.
Really good to see you guys.
We'll catch you next month. Have a good vacation, by the way.
Thank you.
Sean Lash with us from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine.